All right, let's switch it up. Let's talk the NBA trade deadline with our next guest. You can find him on Twitter at PeterVessi1, longtime legendary NBA insider Peter Vessi. Peter, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Peter.
No, you're welcome. How are people like me in Salt Lake City these days?
Well, I mean, it's been a few years since,
now that I'm not writing.
It's been a few years since Karl Malone's left, so things, I think, everything's solidified a little bit. Hey, Peter, we've got the NBA trade deadline coming up tomorrow. Are there moves out there, not looking at the Jazz yet, but, you know, the Jimmy Butler to Boston or Paul George to Boston, is there a move you think could really shift the power in the NBA that could be made by tomorrow?
Well, I mean, I really don't know, as I told you online. I'm not, you know, hunting down stories as I used to. I'm not piped in at all. But, you know, I read everything and try to come up with educated, you know, opinions. I believe that Boston, you know, seeing that, you know, Cleveland is struggling and, you know, Love won't be back until, you know, a couple weeks before the playoffs. Will he be able to get in shape? You know, J.R. Smith out, the whole thing. You know, that bench is a little, you know, decimated from last year. You know, that there's an opportunity here to get to the finals. So, you know, in light of what the Raptors did in getting Ibaka, I would say that they have to do something, because, you know, when you're this close, you can't wait till next year. You can't. I remember when Flip Saunders was out of work, and he followed me on Twitter, and I said this, I'm not really sure which team I said it about, but it was the same exact thing. And he sent me a note, and he said, "You're absolutely right, man. You can't wait a year. You know, injuries, you know, egos, you know, whatever can happen in you know, a split second." So, Boston, I don't know if they can get Butler, if they can get George, or, you know, even if George is available now. I suspect he's not available, but I don't think that's where he's going to wind up anyway. But anyway, I think they have to do something. I thought they might have gotten Lopez. You know, to me, they need a center and move Horford to power forward. You know, other people will say that they need shooters and stuff. I mean, they got enough young guards who can score. You know, with Isaiah Thomas there, I mean, how much is he going to give the ball up to his backcourt guys anyway? So I think you need a guy to really open things up inside. Love would be terrific. I mean, Lopez would be terrific for them.
What do you make of Magic Johnson running the Lakers now, and what kind of an impact could he have on luring potential free agents?
I don't think free agents go anywhere because of who's the general manager or even the coach. They go where they expect they can win, you know, fairly quickly. You know, I expect Paul George, should he be with the Pacers next year, and that's his free agent year, he has an opt-out after this coming season, I expect that's where he wants to go. So if they don't trade him now, to me they have to trade him, you know, next season at some point, you know, maybe next February or even earlier, because then, you know, you really don't have too many options in February. So the time would be during the off season. But if he goes to the Lakers next year or whenever, and Magic gets him, is he going to get credit for that? I guess he is. But, you know, even in my reduced, you know, vastly reduced role in the NBA, I'm hearing that's where he wants to go. So Magic might really luck out. I thought he made a really good deal in trading Lou Williams for a number one pick, because you want your young guys to play, get them as much time as possible. Why did they sign Williams? I love Williams. I think he's going to be great for Houston. But why bring him in? Why bring him in when you got all this young talent? And he's taken away their minutes and their shots. And so that was, I know they were trying to move him before he got there. That trade probably was on the table, and he just said yes. But good move. Got a number one pick. Yeah. Okay. Now, how does Magic, let's see, you know, Magic's kind of in the same position as Phil Jackson or Donnie Walsh when they came to New York, when they had these ridiculous contracts that Kupchak and Jim Buss gave Mozgov and Luol Deng. Preposterous. You know, you don't give 17, 16, 17, 18 million dollars for 4 years to guys who aren't impact players. You know, and Deng was on the downside, you know, a year or two ago. Played so many minutes in his career. Why would you do that? I'm not writing, but remember somebody interviewed me, Spanish paper interviewed me. I kill those signings. It's ridiculous. Jeannie Buss, she said it yesterday that she did it too late. She did. She did it. She should have gotten rid of her brother and Kupchak last summer before they could make this crazy, these two crazy moves. So can Magic get rid of those two contracts?
Peter Vesey's well, our guest. I'm sorry, Peter.
He might. Yeah, I mean, he might have to. He might have to give up one of his young players with those guys to get rid of them. I mean, what if he said to Indiana, "I will give you Ingram and Mozgov for Ingram and because Mozgov, I say Mozgov because Donnie Walsh liked him. He had him in New York. They're looking for a center so they can move Turner to power forward. You know, who knows Ingram and then bring George in." And that'd be a pretty good move, Ingram for George for the Pacers, because now they got a young guy who's not going anywhere. He'd be real good next to Turner. So that's just from a distance.
Peter, do you think anyone's going to regret not offering more to get Boogie Cousins, or will New Orleans end up being the team that regrets adding him?
You know, Cousins. Look, everybody's down in New Orleans very enthused about him. One of my contacts sent me a note about, and he was grinning from ear to ear that people are so ecstatic to have him there, and I wrote him back. I said I'm laughing out loud. I said, because I don't, his talent, and he's great talent, but to me his talent does not compensate for his attitude and his demeanor and the way he yells at teammates, just puts on a temper tantrum almost every time down court. And I said to the guy, I said, I wouldn't want to coach him. I wouldn't want to play with him. And I wouldn't want to pay to see him play. So, sure, he might turn out really well, playing with his Kentucky guy. And, they certainly should compliment each other. This guy's a loose cannon and I got to believe he's committed to them for next year. Why would you make that trade otherwise? So we'll see, Mr. Cousins. Cousins should only be allowed to play in Olympics every 4 years when there are better players around him, and then he behaves himself. And Coach K coaches, of course.
You can find him on Twitter at PeterVesey1, longtime NBA insider. Peter, really an honor. Thanks for jumping on with us.
Thanks, Peter.
You're welcome. Take care.